I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Hundreds of sensors mounted to road signs and telephone poles across New York City are gathering data, not about people or traffic, but about flooding.
With climate change, there's a projected increase in the amount of flooding, both due to high-intensity precipitation events and also due to sea level rise.
Andrea Silverman of New York University's Tandon School of Engineering helps lead the FloodNet project. Her team works with local residents and city agencies to identify streets and intersections that are prone to flooding during storms or high tides. In those spots, they've installed about 300 solar-powered sensors that use ultrasound to detect and measure floodwater. The data is transmitted in real time to a public online dashboard so people can see which areas are flooded and which roads are still safe to travel.
So if there's a road that they typically use, they may need to know, is that road currently accessible? Can I pass through it, or should I wait until floodwaters go down?
Emergency services can also use the data to respond faster when flooding happens. And over time, this highly specific information reveals exactly where flooding is worst, helping the city target flood prevention projects where they're needed most. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
The staff and volunteers at CJSF wish you a jolly, merry, happy, joyful, fantastic, exciting, fancy, magnificent, remarkable, special, white, sparkling, terrific, stunning, festive, and wonderful holiday season.
CJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
Concentrate. It's not just once a year. Every single day we live in fear. Cause it's Christmas time and we're all gonna die. We destroyed our Mother Earth. So let's rejoice in our Savior's birth.
You're tuning here to CJSF 90.1 FM. I am your host, Johnny Bones, and you're listening to Rad Radio. We just kicked in the show with the one, the only, Vancouver's very own, Wrong, with their seminal holiday track, It's Christmas Time. Available now on their Bandcamp and kindacoolrecords.com. Because it is that season. Yes, that sinister season, my sweet little friends. It is the one, the only, Christmas time. A little creepy Christmas for you all. Now, I'm not much of a holiday ho-ho-ho kind of person, but I do believe in taking care of one another. And that's what's happening this Saturday night at the Wise Hall for the third annual Punksmith Sock Drive featuring Mean Bikini, Shame Banger, all the way from Seattle, Pilsnar. That's right, Pilsnar. Didn't those guys break up? They're back for one more round. The hardest working band in Vancouver, the Fomites, and Uh-Oh, all the way from Victoria. There's also a local business raffle and the return of the punk rock thrift store. It's $20 at the door. I'm sorry, it's not at the Wise Hall. It is at Redgate. I take that back. Redgate Art Society. It's $20 at the door. The thrift store starts at 7:30. Music starts at 9 p.m. All the proceeds go to help raising funds for socks and other essentials for those in need. So go out, support, and you know, the real reason for the season, you know? Get out there and help each other. Now, I'm not going to play any of those bands because it is an annual tradition here on Rad Radio to play nothing but holiday music for our annual Christmas Spectacular, featuring the one, the only, the Angry Snowmans. Merry Christmas. Can I get a t-shirt?
What's eating your boy?
Not happy in my work, I guess.
What?
I just don't like to make toys.
No, well, if that's all. What? You don't like to make toys?
No.
Herbie doesn't like to make toys. Now listen, you. You're an elf. And elves make toys. Now get to work.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. That was The Angry Snowmans. Off their second album, What We Do Is Festive, that was the entire A-side that I spend each and every Christmas in my little crypt and to you on the fine radio airwaves. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. I am your host, Johnny Bones. You're listening to Rad Radio. If you guys like what you hear, you can find us each and every Thursday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. at 90.1 on your radio dial, on cgsf.ca, or streaming on the CGSF app. Now, I was telling you before the break that the only thing that is worth your time to do this weekend is this Saturday at Redgate Art Society. You can see the third annual Xmas Punk Sock Drive. It's going to be a pretty wonderful time. You can see Mean Bikini from right over on the island. You can see the Fomites, the hardest working band in Vancouver. You can see the reunion, the triumphant return of Pilsner for one night only. You can see Shame Banger all the way from Seattle. And you can see Nuh-uh from Victoria. It's $20 at the door. All the proceeds go to help provide socks and other essentials to those in need in the Lower Mainland. There is also the Punk Rock Thrift Store. It starts at 7:30. You can come. You can buy old band tees. You can buy patches. You can buy totes. You can buy hoodies. You can buy records. You can buy all kinds of weird punk rock stuff that people are donating for your money so they can go and help. All the proceeds, again, go to help those in need. That is the reason for the season, my friends. So whatever else you got going on, go down to Redgate Art Society this Saturday, December the 21st. $20 at the door gets you in. It's a good cause for good people. Now, let's get back to it. This, my friends, this right here is the one, the only, again, the Angry Snowmans. 'Cause snow means snow.